Do you know all money belongs to God? Silver and gold are mine, says the Lord. If the children of God don't advance financially, it will affect the propagation of the gospel and the dominance of the kingdom of God. Step into a world where secrets unfold, revealing the surprising truth about money, a truth hidden in everyday life, waiting to turn things around. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Imagine it like a mystery waiting to be solved, but the answer is something you can use to change your life. Today, we're unlocking the untold truth about money, how to build wealth from nothing. It's like finding a treasure map that leads to a better financial future, where we mix what the Bible says with smart, practical ideas. Get ready to discover why your money story can have a happy ending. As you embark on the journey to financial success within the framework of your Christian values, let integrity and compassion be your guiding principles. The pursuit of wealth should not compromise your moral compass. Remember the biblical teachings that emphasize honesty, hard work, and treating others with love and respect. In the pursuit of prosperity, prioritize ethical business practices and fair dealings. Proverbs 16 verse 8 encourages us that better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. Additionally, view your financial success as a tool for good. Seek opportunities to contribute positively to the world, supporting charitable causes and uplifting those in need. Consider the parable of the talents, Matthew 25 verses 14 to 30, recognizing that your resources are entrusted to you by God and can be used to make a positive impact. As you accumulate wealth, maintain a humble heart, acknowledging God as the ultimate provider. Proverbs 3 verses 9 to 10 advises, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. Trust in God's guidance and let your financial journey be a testament to His grace and your commitment to a godly way of making money. In this adventure, we'll explore 5 strong reasons why you can turn your financial situation into something awesome. Divine help in real life. Let's talk about the first big reason why you can make your money grow even if you don't have a lot to start with. Imagine it like having a super helper on your side, like a wise friend who knows all the good moves. So there's this cool saying in a special book called Proverbs. It's like a wise guide for life. It says something like, if you're in a rush to get rich, it won't last. But if you take your time and work hard bit by bit, you'll see your money growing. It's like saying slow and steady wins the money race. Now, think about people like Joseph and David. They started with almost nothing, just like you might be feeling right now. But guess what? They followed these smart moves and became super successful. It's like they had a secret recipe, and that secret is to be patient, work hard, and watch your money grow little by little. It's like having a friend who tells you, don't rush, just keep going, and you'll see good things happening. So, if you ever feel like your money journey is taking a while, remember, it's a bit like planting seeds. You water them, wait, and soon you'll have a garden full of green. Planting seeds for a good harvest. Imagine your money journey as if you were planting magical seeds. Now, these seeds are your efforts and actions, and the magic is what happens when you put good things out there. There's a saying in a special book called Galatians that goes something like, if you plant good stuff, you'll get good stuff back. It's like saying if you do good things today, you'll see good things coming your way in the future. It's a bit like making a wish and then, poof, your wish comes true. Think about a friend named Sarah. She started a little bakery, like a small magical garden. She worked hard and made delicious treats. As time went on, her bakery grew and grew, like a magical plant shooting up. It's like the more good things you do today, the more good stuff you'll have tomorrow. So, imagine your actions as these powerful seeds, and with a little patience, you'll see them grow into something amazing. It's like creating your own garden of success. One good seed at a time, taking care and making more. All right, let's dive into why taking care of what you have can turn into something even bigger and better. Imagine you have this special treasure, not a gold chest, but something valuable nonetheless. Your job? Take care of it and watch it grow. In a storybook called Matthew, there's a tale about a boss who gives his workers different amounts of treasure to look after. Now, the workers who took care of their treasures and used them wisely got even more treasures in the end. It's a bit like having a little coin and figuring out how to make it turn into more coins. Now, meet a buddy named Michael. He started with just a tiny bit, like a little seed of money. Instead of spending it all at once, he thought smartly about how to use it. And guess what? It grew into more money, like a small seed turning into a big tree. It's like having a little pet rock that, when you take good care of it, grows into a giant, friendly boulder. So, think of what you have as a treasure, whether big or small, and imagine taking care of it like you're helping it grow into something even more awesome. It's like having a secret power, watching over your treasures and seeing them become a big, shiny pile of success. Being smart with money choices. Now, let's talk about making smart choices with your money. It's a bit like playing a game where you want to win, and the key to winning is having a smart strategy. In a special book called Proverbs, there's a saying that goes like this: the first step to being smart is to get wisdom. Think of wisdom as your secret weapon. It's like knowing the best moves to make in the game of money. Meet a friend named Jessica. She wanted to make sure she knew all the smart moves when it came to money. So she learned about it, like reading a how-to guide for the money game. It's like having a map that shows you the right paths to take. Being smart with money choices is like picking the right pieces for a puzzle. Jessica made choices that fit well together, and it all added up to success. It's like having a superhero power, knowing what's clever and what's not when it comes to money. So, imagine your money choices as pieces of a puzzle, and when you put them together wisely, it's like creating a masterpiece of financial success. Sharing brings more good stuff. Alright, let's chat about something really awesome, sharing. Imagine you have a bag of candies, and the more you share, the more candies magically appear in your bag. Sounds fun, right? Well, the same magic can happen with your money. In a storybook called Luke, there's a cool saying that goes like this: give, and you'll get back even more. It's like having a sharing superpower. If you share your toys, you magically get more toys back. Now, think about a friend named Mark. He liked to share his snacks with friends, and you know what happened? It's like a surprise party for your generosity. Mark found out that when you're kind and share, good things come back to you. It's like a happy circle. Share a little joy, and a lot of joy comes back to you. So, imagine your money as those candies in the bag. When you share some of them, it's like throwing a generosity party, and more good stuff joins the celebration. It's like having a sharing magic wand, spread some kindness, and watch the magic of abundance happen. Alright, let's sum up our money adventure. It's like putting all the puzzle pieces together for a happy ending. Picture it as if you're creating your own storybook of financial success, with simple moves and magical moments. So, we've talked about being patient, working bit by bit, like planting seeds in a garden. It's like watching your garden grow from small to big, one step at a time. Then, there's the treasure part, taking care of what you have, like a friend watching over a magical rock that turns into something cool. It's like having your own pet rock that grows into a giant, friendly boulder. Making smart choices with money is a bit like playing a game where you want to win. You've got this secret weapon called wisdom, guiding you through the game. It's like having a map showing the right paths to take. And don't forget about sharing. It's like having a bag of candies, and the more you share, the more candies magically appear. Imagine your money as those candies. Share a little, and watch the joy come back to you. Now, your money journey is a masterpiece in the making, with each step adding colors to your canvas of possibilities. So, go ahead, be patient, take care of your treasures, make smart moves, and spread some joy along the way. Your financial success story is waiting to be painted, and you're the artist holding the brush. It's like creating your very own tale of money magic and happy endings. So, go ahead and start painting.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, Help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.